Okay, we'll continue on to KC8 VOA. Rick, stand by, Minnie. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everyone on the net again. And, Rick, to answer your question, the sky's the limit when it comes to 3D printing. They actually print with metal. And they can use powdered metal and a laser and actually make a 3D print. I know Jay Leno had some custom parts made for one of his trucks with it, and it was an outfit out of Florida, but that is getting to be more and more prevalent for many of the prototyping type things they're doing out there now. And, yeah, there is nylon carbon fiber out there. There's all kinds of stuff, but you got to have the right printer to do that kind of stuff, and often that stuff requires an enclosure and a dryer for the filament to keep the filament dry. Nylon absorbs moisture from the air really fast, so and some of it requires special nozzles, not just your everyday nozzle, because some of these particles you're putting out are highly abrasive, so it would widen the nozzle out real quick. With that, I'm going to hand it back over to Net Control. 7301 KC VOA.
Thanks, Rick, for all of the information. And, yeah, for Rich, actually, I bought a printer that kind of has a majority of those properties. It is an enclosed printer. I bought the combination printer that has a box that sits on top of the printer that can hold up to four different spools in it. They could be different colors, different types of material. Some of the first things that I printed are some containers that hold some of the desiccant beads, like silica beads, in there to absorb moisture. One of them I printed also not only holds the beads, but it holds a little hydrometer, so it tells the temperature and the humidity that's in this box. I don't have a heater. Actually, this box does quite well. It stays a constant temperature is about 75 to 77 degrees and about 10 to 11% humidity. So it does quite well on its own, and the beads absorb any moisture that's in it. So I'm very pleased with the print quality that the printer has performed for me so far. And being an enclosed printer, again, it cuts down on the noise level, moisture level, things like that. So it worked out very well. I'm pleased with it. It's not the cheapest printer out there. It's not the most expensive printer out there. And it seems, at least for me, it kind of allows me to do all of those type of things. But as Rick said, if I did use the ABS or some of these more abrasive filaments, I would have to change the head to a hardened steel head from the basic one that comes with the printer, so I can change out a part and be able to do those with much better results. So, next up on the list, KD8PAZ will be at the bottom of the list for another station break. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ, and not much else to do. I'll hopefully talk to some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Manny. Yeah, sorry to hear about your sister's passing and that. And I'm glad that everything went well for the family. It's always hard for that's for sure. And like I said, I'm down to, I think, two first cousins is all I have left, and then we're running into, second cousin by marriage type of thing and that. So we're getting a little thin here in family members, that's for sure, but we're getting up in age where that's happening, I guess. And, just stay safe in that. Everybody, the rest of the week is supposed to be good. I guess Friday, rain, Saturday, chance of rain, Sunday, chance of rain next week. I have a motorcycle ride, lunch ride with some friends planned for Saturday, so hopefully the rain holds off and we're able to get that in and get that done. But let me break for a second. Other thing, I took Friday off from work. My sister-in-law from Maryland came into town Thursday night, So I took Friday off, and Saturday we've been doing a variety of things. You don't get to see her but about once a year. So we've had a good weekend. It's been a fun and enjoyable weekend. Did some work over the weekend as well, got a few things done, and we went out to my son-in-law and daughter race stock cars basically out at Birch Run Speedway. We were out there Friday night. Saturday we had a craft show down at the Ojibwe Island. They did the craft show down there. Saturday night we were just around the house, did some things, watched a movie and enjoyed the company. And today my son-in-law was out to Owosso racing. So him and his son and some friends went down there to the race and raced the car down there. My daughter stayed here and made us an Indian dinner. So she's quite proficient at doing Indian food. She's had a friend for a number of years that's in the Indian family, taught her kind of all the tricks and trades. So we had a very nice Indian dinner today, just very, very good. So I thank her for coming over and cooking us dinner and visiting for the day then, too. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins or rechecks for the net? Call now.